I was young, and now I am old yet. I have never seen the righteous forsaken, or their children begging for bread. Today's scripture, my friend, is Psalms 37:25.
Father, you've never once forsaken me. It's I who have foolishly walked away from you. Keep me nearer to you each day. I thank you, Lord, for your wonderful provision. You've provided each day my daily bread. You've provided for me the fresh baked bread of heaven for my starving spirit. Your presence is my spiritual food. It renews me day by day. My truest happiness can be found in union with Jesus, who is my head. Without him, I can do nothing. His provision, his guidance, his will is my bread. Thank you, Father. Amen.
Think today about the bread of life. Whenever I am hungry in this world of pain and strife, I reach for what will satisfy. Jesus, he is the bread of life. John 14:6, I am the way, the truth, and the life. And no one comes to the Father except through me.
Today's action. Eat a slice of bread today. Just as it brings nourishment to your body, Jesus, the bread of life, will bring nourishment to your spirit. Today's treasure can be found in the book of John, chapter 6, reading at verse 26. Jesus answered them and said, "Most assuredly, I say to you, you seek me, not because you saw the signs, but because you ate of the loaves and you were filled."
Peter tells us to love fervently those that need Christ, and it will cover a multitude of sins. In my walk with the Lord, I've had many ups, many downs, many days where I wasn't sure if there would be a tomorrow. But as I look back, I know the Lord was refining me in the fire, and he never failed to provide. Not once. Not once, my friends. Jesus said, "If the lily of the valleys are so beautifully clothed, if the green grass is here today and gone tomorrow, and yet God provides the rain for them, will he not provide for you?" Have you been letting God provide for you, or have you been providing for yourself?